All of a sudden, we've understood that the current president, just like the last president, is about as cognizant of civil rights as, well, Juan Perón, maybe. I mean, folks, I know that there's a lot of mystique still surrounding the current president, the constitutional law scholar and all this, and everyone remembers his 2008 speeches. I always say, go listen to him. I'd still vote for that guy. I didn't vote for this guy. But I mean, that guy is the kind of candidate I want for president. We don't have that guy. We have a modified version when it comes to things like civil liberties of the last guy, okay? And I know people hate hearing that because we all have our, you know, biases and our the romantic figures that we like as opposed to those who are, you know, we're the Punch and Judy good and evil characters. But folks, wake up and smell the coffee. Barack Obama is one of the worst civil libertarian presidents this country's ever had. And he's in a dead heat with the last guy. I mean, the two post-9/11 presidents, one from each party, are awful on civil liberties. Barack Obama's gone after whistleblowers with more gusto and more legal sanctions than any president in U.S. history. Own that, okay? Stop romanticizing this, okay? The guy has turned 180 degrees from what he was when he ran for president, okay? Own that, too.